And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Tribute's joining us. It's just Corey and I in the studio as Pete is wrapping up an amazing trip with Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hopefully we're going to hear from him on the sat phone a little later on in the show because they have had a banger. Going to be a great show today. We're going to be taking your phone calls. We're going to be reading your texts and getting some great info reports. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade. So swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, it's just incredible weather, incredible fishing. It's nice to be in studio with you, Rick.
Yeah, today's definitely going to be a very fun day. Mike Pritchard will be joining us in just a minute or two. He's got to, you know, park the car, be up here in just a quick sec. But, man, what a great time it is to have Mike on here. So much good fishing going on and, you know, good fishing literally going on everywhere. We're going to hear from Pete a little later in the show. He's up doing our Let's Talk Hookup trip at Queen Charlotte Safari. And it just, man, I mean, I'm excited. I have only talked to him a little bit here there via text, but on our Let's Talk It Up Facebook and Instagram accounts, really enjoyed seeing the photos, and it looks like those guys are just smashing them.
Incredible.
It's so cool.
I was impressed hearing about the limits in Canada versus what it can be in Alaska.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, Alaska's unique. I loved what you were talking about yesterday, you know, the kind of positive side of potential limits changing and not. And you're right that Alaska is a state that does it so well. I mean, you know, they base everything on how the fishing is. And if the fishing's, you know, if the fish looks good, take a little more. And if the fish, you know, the abundance isn't as high, take a little less. You know, I mean, those guys don't freak out when a limit changes here or there because they know next year or even later on in the season that might change back or the other way around again.
Kind of neat how it works, really.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, you know, such generous limits just a few miles down the way. So hopefully we'll get another sat phone call from Pete. I know when I talked to him before the show, they were just getting ready to charge out. So hopefully we'll catch up with him a little bit. But in the meantime, again, just such great fishing going on around here, both local. This is one of those times when, you know, it's supposed to be. It's August. The weather's hot. You can feel the, you know, that kind of tropical feeling when you get out of the truck. And, man, the fishing has really showed kind of in all the zones.
It really has, Rick. The, you know, the wind is like the hampering issue, right? But last week there was a few days of wind. But this weekend is beautiful. All our buddies are out fishing, right? Exactly. And this week is looking pretty decent, you know. I mean, as far as even out to Clemente type of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, it's nice. We had such a difficult beginning of the year with more wind than we would like to fish. You know, what it was like a lot of, during the weekends, fishable but not so nice, and it's just really nice to be in this groove where we've got some good weather to work with and some clearly really good biting fish. And you know, speaking of biting fish, we're stoked to have our good buddy Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribune joining us. And Mike, what a season your boat has had. You, your crew, your team, there has been some ridiculously good fishing going on.
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, good morning. You know what, there has, and somehow whenever I run the boat, it's windy and choppy, but, yeah, which is usually the complete opposite. Mike, Tyler has been doing a great job running the boat, and he always thinks I only work when the weather is nice, but Friday and last weekend can prove that otherwise.
Okay.
Yeah, but very good fishing.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's been, we were kind of talking about the beginning, it's been fun seeing how this, you know, whatever you call it, middle of the summer, later part of the summer is set up, and that there are really kind of all options that exist, you know, from going up above and trying to catch big ones to going down below and having incredible variety with shots at big ones. I mean, there's been a lot of things at the option for you on a boat like the Tribute.
Oh, yeah. No, I just talked to Tyler a few minutes ago. They had their first stop of the morning. A couple of 60-80-pound bluefin, 130-pounder. They lost a big one. They're pulling on a big one. The kelp fishing has been phenomenal. The grade of yellowtail,
the grade
of the Dorado.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, you're not coming out and you're not catching like, you know, 4 to 5 pound yellowtail. Like we've had fish up into the 30 pound range.
There's been some really nice fish. The average is 10-15?
Yeah. Yeah, 10 to 15 pounds
is
probably
beautiful.
Lots of 20 pounders. I mean, you're not bouncing your yellowtail that way. I mean, it's one of those things. You slide up on a kelp, and you're trying not to get too close to it because you know if you start hooking those good ones, that you know the outcome. Those things are getting right in the kelp patty. So, very very nice grade yellowtail. They're eating jigs. They're eating fly line baits. I'd hate to say it. It's a nice change of pace from just fishing big bluefin.
Sure.
That is still an option. We're on a 2.5-day charter right now. So kelp fish yesterday, yellowtail and Dorado. This morning they're pulling on big bluefin. So to have that option within range of each other is amazing. Great. I mean, it really. So if you're doing a seeker sponsored 2.5-day trip leaving Monday night, and you're probably going to get the best of both worlds on that.
It's a
great time to be on the water.
No doubt. Well, speaking of great time to be on the water, real quick, we're going to slide all the way up to BC at Queen Charlotte Safari. We got Pete on the line. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Mike, Rick, Corey. Sounds like a great show going on. I'm calling early this morning because we're just barely on the fringe of cell service here, and the sat phone kind of cut out in and out yesterday, so I figured I'd get our report in early today from Queen Charlotte Safari. We're actually going through the cut here, which is absolutely the way we start the day and end the day. It's such a beautiful ride and calm waters that basically separates the two islands of Queen Charlotte, and you go from the east side of the island to the west side of the island, the ocean side, and we're going to start our day today salmon fishing. But I had to tell you a couple stories from yesterday. We had the most unbelievable king salmon fishing yesterday in the afternoon. We started with halibut. We had 7 halibut, smaller fish, and then the wind came up a little bit yesterday, so we weren't able to get our lingcod fishing in. So we went to the wall, which is kind of where they fished the salmon, and it was literally wide open, you know, king salmon fishing, 20, 22 pounders, you know, nice grade fish. And we couldn't get the downriggers down fast enough to get things going. It was that good. I mean, every time we get a downrigger, oh, there's another one. Oh, there's another one. Oh, there's another one. And so we got our limit there. We have 5 more to go here because you're allowed allowed to keep four per person up here on the Kings. So really nice, generous limits of Kings here in Canada. And so we're going to start our morning doing that, and then we're going to go to do our Lingcod because the weather came way down today. We had a little rain this morning, but weather came way down, no wind this afternoon. So we're going to go finish up our halibut and hopefully get one of those big 75-pounders to finish off our limit. We have one more to get. And actually, there was one caught at the lodge yesterday with our group of 24 Let's Talk Hookup people that was right at the mark of about 75 pounds. So that was a nice grade halibut there. And so we're going to finish up with that. And it's just been a pretty epic trip. I got to tell you about our meal because the food is just unbelievable here. We had the Dungeness Crab Feast of all time. Wow. You know, Ricky, you know how I love Dungeness Crab. It was literally all you could eat, and that was the appetizer, right?
Oh,
it was like they kept bringing pots of Dungeness Crab out because we caught our own. Everybody had a pot out, and we just caught like a bunch. I think we had 7 or 8, and one boat had 16 and stuff, so we had all the crab we wanted. It was like, no more crab because we got to save room for the ling cod that was encrusted in a cornmeal, and then of course the dessert. But it was just like the most epic meal last night, like
Jeez.
Every night with Chef John here. Chef John is really amazing. But accommodations are beautiful. The place is absolutely stunning, and I can tell you this: it's super popular. So if you want to go in 2023, queenscharlottesafaris.com. You can link that through the Let's Talk Hookup website. Valerie's standing by right now. If you want to make a reservation, our group is August 3rd through 7th next year. It's going to be a great time, and it is an absolutely stunning place. The fishing is amazing, and the food is amazing. The lodging, and I got to say, we're fishing with Captain Nathan and their new boat. And Nathan is a fantastic captain, and the boat is really, really super comfortable, super fast, and it has those seats that bounce up and down. So even when you're in a little rough water, you're like totally calm. So it's really cool. So that's the report. We'll be flying home on Tuesday morning back to Vancouver on tomorrow, and then flying home on Tuesday morning. So I'll have the full report for you. But you guys have a great show, and I'll have more good stories from Queen Charlotte Safaris, and book your reservations now for 2023 because she's filling up very quickly. So get on it, guys.
Pete, great report, man. Sounds incredible. Very fun seeing pictures of you and Dart holding up all those big fish. Well, congrats on a great trip, and we'll look forward to the full recap when you get back here next weekend.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great show.
Go get them. See, that's cool.
Sounds incredible,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no doubt, man. And that's just, right. You know, it's always fun when you hear the switch be turned on, and, you know, those guys are 1,000 miles up above seeing good fishing, and, boy, it's continuing all the way down here. And there are just times when it seems like that is the case. Great bass fishing on the beach, great Dorado and yellowtail fishing down below, great tuna fishing up above. It's just when it's happening, it's happening.
And lean cod and Dungeness for dinner.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm with you, T. I'll take those Dungies over everything.
I wasn't hungry until he called.
Yeah. No doubt. Well, speaking of which, too, like, that's one thing that really separates kind of the style that you guys like to do, Mike, on the Tribute is everything you've done from the get-go when you got a hold of that boat was a touch towards the high end. I know you spent a lot of time long-range fishing before you were doing what you're doing now. And, boy, I swear, some of those, like, to do an open party day-and-a-half trip on the Tribute, it's almost like you pulled, like, you know, a day-and-a-half out of the middle of a long-range trip to the Alejos Rock somewhere. The boat's really comfortable. The food you guys provide is a level up above. It seems like everything you guys have tried to do on that boat has just been one touch up.
That was the goal. I mean, yeah, it's funny because a lot of our dinners are, tri-tip or we do New York or something like that. And it blows me away every now and then. You'll get a crew member that comes from a different boat and they're like, well, we usually do spaghetti. And it's like, why? don't get me wrong. Good spaghetti is hard to beat. But, I mean, if you're going to do one dinner on a trip, you might as well, you know, make it worthwhile. You know, your tri-tip, a full meal, your cheesecake for dessert, something like that.
Yeah, you send your guys home wanting to come back.
Yeah. And, you know, the morning you get in, you offer, you know, some kind of coffee cake or fruit or something. Just, you know, meals should not be an issue. There's a few things that you can control on the boat. And, you know, the cleanliness, how the crew performs in your meals. That's fishing. And weather is, well, like I said, the last couple of trips I ran were not the the nicest weather, but everything else was good. You know, fishing worked out, but very, very friendly crew, good meals, and, you know, you get people that get off the boat. Usually the sign is when people get off the boat when it's slow and they thank you for a great trip. That speaks, you know.
That's got to make you feel good.
That's everything.
Yeah,
so
totally.
That's what we shoot for.
Everybody's stoked when they had limits, but when, you know, on those rare days where you swing and you miss, but you know you provide somebody a really good, you know, day and a half worth of time. Like,
yep. Yeah. That's it. When somebody gets off the boat, and they're like, hey man, you know, fishing's fishing, but we're gonna see you next week.
That's cool. Well, fortunately, there hasn't been too many of those lately, because boy, I mean, we've been obviously we love, you know, one. Let me just say again how much we appreciate you keeping us up to date on Let's Talk Hookup. People tell us all the time, I love hearing when Mike calls in, and boy, from the sounds of the reports, there hasn't been a lot of swinging and missing lately. You guys have really been on it, you and Tyler.
Yes, Tyler has done a great job. Thankfully, the last couple of trips that I ran, we had very, very, very good fishing. Our next open party trip isn't until August 30th. That has room.
Come on.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, we're booked up. We have, I think, August 30th and September 1st has plenty of room on it, and then not again until the following week. We're not necessarily a charter boat, but we pick up more and more charters each year, which is obviously a sign of running a good business.
Yeah.
You know, people, all of our weekends are gone until somewhere in the middle of October. We charters throughout the week. We do actually have, and I was talking to a guy, Luke Withers, yesterday, who's Cal Fire, and he's got a charter with us next month, the beginning of the month, and he's actually looking for a few more spots. He's looking for first responders, Cal Fire, something like that. We are looking for four or five more guys on that. So
very cool.
I'm sure they can reach out to you or to me at Mike at TributeSportFishing.com. But, you know, all these groups and something like that. I told the guy, I said, look, you know, we'll gift you our Pizza Port beer on that trip. We're just going to.
How cool is that?
Within reason.
Yeah.
We don't need to,
be careful. I got some firefighter buds that can take some pretty serious advantage of that Pizza Port deal.
Yeah, no. They need to perform after we get off the boat. So, but, yeah, there is it's a two-day charter.
That's awesome.
I'll look up the date here. But, stuff like that. I mean, we get more and more charters each year. We love our charter groups. And, you know, it's a sign of running a good business.
Yep.
You know, guys are like, hey, man, we can't get on your boat. And I said, that's a good thing.
Yeah. You guys do all kinds of fun stuff like that with the Tribute, too. Lots of sponsored trips. So we're always hearing you talk about, you know, there's certain times where you'll do Pizza Port sponsored type event. Like, what? Give us the kind of lowdown. What's the difference on going on a sponsored trip? What's the deal with a Pizza Port trip? Like, how does that kind of differ from what the norm?
You know, we were doing every Sunday night a day and a half Pizza Port sponsored open party trip, but that isn't available for a while just because of our charter.
Sure, yeah,
else.
You get busy.
So we've reached out. We've built a really good connection with Pizza Port. So on the night of those departures, it's free pizza.
That's so cool.
You don't have to worry about stopping by McDonald's or something on the way down. Their pizza is absolutely fantastic. You get on the boat, you can have a few slices of the pizza, and we do half off their beer, which basically, you know, it's a kind of a break-even deal. It's it's a great connection to have with them. If anybody's listening, I'm going to jab at them right now, because they are talking about doing a Tribute IPA or some kind of a Tribute beer, which is...
That'd be way fun.
That makes my year right there.
Right?
That's awesome. And hopefully they end up, it's supposed to be in the works, but yeah, you come down, you get on the boat, you have some free pizza.
I love it.
And as long as you don't knock down, you know, 15 or 20 IPAs, you're going to be, you know, you're going to enjoy yourself.
And that just even that little bit, like, helps as like the fun icebreaker when you're going fishing with guys you don't know, you're sharing a slice, you're drinking a cold one, and next thing you know, like, the guys are just buds even quicker than they would be on a trip like that. Probably helps the cohesion of the whole group.
Oh yeah. No. What a better way to start a trip.
Exactly.
You walk on the boat, you're not starving, you grab some pizza, and, you know, they're like I said, their beer is amazing. So,
yeah.
No, we do stuff like that. Our Seeker-sponsored trip leaves Monday night. On those trips, you know, you have a chance of winning a rod. That's the value of the trip.
Exactly.
Like, what's not to like there? And then we do a lot of, I really push for kids groups, charity groups. We did sponsor a bass tournament up at Palo Verde Ranch where I live, and kids got there was 2 day-and-a-half trips that were offered up. I offered up an Akuma rod. I mean, there was just a bunch of good giveaways. And next month, there's a Cuyamaca kids fishing tournament that we're throwing a couple of trips at, too.
So, that's so cool.
You know, it's our future. And just in general, I'd love to see kids on the water and, you know, not at home playing video games.
I love it, man.
Yeah, I think that's the most... perfect idea,
yeah, no,
right?
No, I mean, no doubt. And I mean, just, yeah, again, so much cool stuff to cover. So much. This is going to be a very, very busy show for sure. And man, we're looking forward to hearing from you today.
Yeah, absolutely. And give us a call if you want to talk to Mike, talk fishing, talk some of this local fishing. I mean, just the, you know, the stuff we have within 6 miles of every harbor between here and Newport is pretty darn incredible too, you know, if you got your private boat. And so give us a call, 213-432-1090. That's the way to do it there. And you can text us via the app if you want to do it that way.
Yeah, not only we talk and fishing, Mike, again, you know, speaking of so generous with everything, so generously going to let one of our listeners get in on this great fishing, and somebody's going to get to go fishing with you or Captain Tyler if they're the big winner at the end of the show. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that would be a really good time to get on the boat. You call in, you get your chance to win a day-and-a-half trip, and well, like I said, there's not a whole lot of opportunity now. There's plenty of trips in September, October. Our best fishing last year was December.
Come on.
Isn't that crazy?
Come on.
They're you know, and it's funny now because you see young deckhands that are like, well, when am I going to get some time off? Well, when I worked deck on the producer in the mid-90s, you worked from June through October.
Yeah.
And then you had to find a way to, you know, suck it up.
Yeah, you had to find a way to survive until June came around again.
Unless you're on a long-range boat, you were sitting at the dock. You might do a little bit of whale watching and stuff. But our wintertime fishing has been just phenomenal. We've had a lot of charter groups start pushing further and further, you know, into the back of the season, which is not the back of the season.
Exactly.
It's... Honestly, October and November is some of my favorite times to fish, weather-wise and everything else. But our yellowfin fishing last year, we hauled the boat out. Our last trip was December 7th. And that trip and the trip before, we had limits of really nice grade yellowfin. Like,
how crazy is that? And that stuff's just starting to come in, too.
It's not winter anymore. It's right. There really is no season to our fishing anymore, which is awesome.
When you're talking about limits in December of yellowfin, and this year we had limits of bluefin in March, you know, like, if there were coverage, you would have caught fish, I'm sure, the whole way through. You got to find some time to work on the boats, you know.
Well, like, and we still do plenty of maintenance, don't get me wrong. There's you have to.
Yeah,
right.
No, there was a Colinette trip Tyler ran, and in, I think, January or the beginning of February, they had 3 bluefin on it. One of them was caught on a shrimp fly and a sinker rig.
Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
The only lack of... catching tuna at that time is the amount of boats on the water.
Yeah.
It's just lack of coverage. Yeah. But it's there. You know, this bluefin, I don't think it's left in, what are we going on, 8 years?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's pretty special.
Hey, you know, if they're not in the count, it's because nobody's fishing for them.
That's
it. Hey, if we have this good of fishing in August, I can't wait to see what September and October bring. And
only going
to
get better.
Yeah. Hey, I like that idea right there. If you want your chance to win a day-and-a-half trip on the Tribute, again, the telephone number, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app. We're going to be right back for Mike Pritchard with Mike Pritchard from the Tribute when we turn on the Let's Talk back to Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And if you missed before we went to break there, we're giving away a day and a half trip on the tribute. Thank you, Mike.
So that's generous, you guys. Yeah, that's so cool.
And we're going to have Mike flip a coin at the end of the show. We'll pick a texter, pick a caller.
Is that what this is?
Right, exactly.
I thought it was a get-out-of-jail free token.
That is the prize coin. There's a T on one side for our texters, a C on the other side for the caller. So at the end of the show, basically every text that gets read goes down onto a list. Every call that makes it on the air goes on. We take a potential winner from those two groups, and then we'll have Mike flip that coin, and that will determine whether the winner going fishing on the tribute is a caller or a texter.
And is there one? Yeah, there is one open line. 213-432-1090. That's your chance there. Text us via the app.
You didn't beat Doug Montebello, but, you know, there is still a line available for you.
Right, exactly.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the phones, Corey, why don't we jump into them and get things started here this morning? Let's talk.
I think we need to do exactly what you just mentioned right there. Doug and Montebello, good morning. Appreciate you getting us started.
Yeah, good morning. I'm wondering about the bluefin right now. What's the average size fish and what size tackle would you go for? Average size fish right now.
You know, if you're, you really have to bring everything. It's, you know, we have guys that that'll message me or text me, and they're saying, hey, you know, we're coming up on a day and a half. Do I need to bring my heavy gear? Yes, bring your heavy gear, because you really just don't know. You know, whether it's you're fishing Dorado, Yellowtail, or Yellowfin, or if you're you know, if you end up getting a stop at night or you're fishing up, you know, by San Clemente Island or something, you need to have your heavy gear. I mean, and we've talked about this before. 100-pound is not heavy anymore, which is so bizarre because, you know, up until, you know, 7 or 8 years ago, guys would bring 100-pound on a overnight trip or on a day-and-a-half trip, and you would assume it was trolling gear. There's, like I said, Captain Tyler this morning called me. He's got a couple of 60 to 80 pound bluefin on the boat. They have 130-pounder. They pulled on one for an hour and a half and lost it. They're pulling on a big one. So you have to. You absolutely have to bring at least one heavy setup. Something you can fish a flat fall with, or, you know, a nice style jig, something like that. But you need to have on all these trips at least one 80 or 100 pound setup, just so you're not getting caught off guard. And we do have all kinds of loaner gear on the boat, but you need a, you know, anything from 25 to 50 pound for your standard fly line fishing, a 60 pound, a 80 pound, and a 100 pound rod. And, you know, on a boat like mine, we have a ton of rod storage, so there's no reason not to have that heavy setup.
That's exactly what I was going to say, is the beauty going on the tribute. The boat's huge. There's room everywhere. There's room up top. There's room on the sides. Like, just bring it, because how upset are you going to be if you made that investment on your 30 or your 50 size reel, and you spent all that money and you did all that time, and you decided, like, oh, I don't want to bring it because I don't want to bring too much stuff, and then you get on a stop, a big ones. I mean, that's you made that investment. Bring that piece of gear.
You're not necessarily dragging around a 50 wide international anymore. You know, the tackle is. I mean, just the evolution of our reels has come so far. There's no reason not to bring a 100-pound setup. You know, you have something with a 130-pound Spectra on a 100-pound top shot, and you don't want to be that guy. And we had some phenomenal fishing. I'm just thinking of one night bite we had last year, and we had 16 or 18 fish hanging, and that was pretty much everybody that was awake. And I look at this guy, and I'm like, what's that? And he goes, 25-pound. I said, see the last three fish that came on the boat were 130-pounders. And he goes, that's all I got. I said, you know, our rental gear at the landing is top great notch. Shape. Yeah. It's as good as it gets. And there's no reason to spend, you know, $400 on a trip and not spend $30 on a rod that will actually land you the fish of your lifetime. And our best, I mean, some of our guys last year, never been on a boat before, come out. Buy a ticket, rent, get some rental gear, and, you know, I asked the one guy, I remember, he said, you just knock out a limit of bluefin. And I said, how often do you do this? And he goes, it's the first time I've ever been on the ocean.
How cool
he goes, I'm from Michigan.
That's so cool.
How cool is that?
It's fun. Yeah. It is really fun to watch what's going on right now. So that's the moral of the story, Doug. You can't bring too much right now. I mean,
let's be real about that. There is a limit somewhere.
but certainly, like you said, the use from 25-pound, you know, kelp caddy gear, mid-sized tuna gear, and big fish gear. At least have those bases covered.
At least one.
Yeah. You need backups to backups, but covering your bases on the size is a good call right now.
15 rods on a day and a half trip's a bit much.
Yeah, I would say so.
It does happen.
Well, hey, speaking of great fishing, let's head south. We're going to go to Rancho Leonero in the East Cape, talk to our good buddy John Ireland. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rico, Corey, guest.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it's 2 months, straight months of very, very good fishing, you guys. It's been one of our best seasons I can recall, for sure.
I love hearing that.
86, 87 degrees, clear, flat. You know, it's cooler than normal, the air. And for August, you know, the afternoons are pretty pleasant, you know, out on the patios and all that. So kind of unusual for August, but we're sure enjoying it. Yeah, afternoon breezes coming out of the southeast to really help them keep it cool. Good week of fishing again. You know, it's been 2 months now that the yellowfin have been biting pretty darn consistently. You know, we've had a few dry spots, maybe 3 or 4 dayers, but most consistent bite I can recall as well, way far outside, 40 miles off. But, you know, when you get on them, they're small pods of porpoise, so that's good, you know, because the commercial guys don't want to come out and fool the smaller pods. They're not real concentrated, and the boats aren't all piling up on them either, so you're not driving the fish down. Very, very good fishing, multiple hookups. Not real big fish. We're out the other day, and we started off with 10-pounders, and we ended up with 30 later on in the day. But good fun fishing, you know. All the lines on at one time, you know, so fun stuff. Dorado, big Dorado, you know, and this year I'll keep it short here. Big bulls, and 90% of the fish taken are bulls, which is kind of unusual. Not many females at all. They're mixed with the billfish, not many outside with the tuna. But quite a few around, you know, we're getting a couple of big ones a day taken in. Billfish, real good billfishing, striped marlin as usual mixed with sails. And this year, black marlin, not as many blues, but quite a few black marlin. No real size, you know, the 300 pounds. So they're being released. Big gallos, the best spot for them, of course, is the Rincon Bay. And then south around Fraley's are producing 50-pound fish. The guys are going outside for the tuna and actually having time to come in and see what they can do with the gallos. That's working. A few wahoo, not many, you know, maybe 3 or 4 this week. But guys that are going after them are the ones that are catching them on Rapalas off the lighthouse. Bottom fishing, really good bottom fishing, big pargo to 30 pounds, mixed with some big amberjack. And actually the big tuna of the week was taken off the bottom as well, 57-pounder. So good fishing, you guys.
Man, awesome. Absolutely awesome, John. I love to hear it. I mean, you know, you've said it for years. This is, you know, probably the hottest month of fishing that exists down there. And, boy, it just seems like week after week after week of just solid reports. I just love seeing such great fishing going on down at the ranch.
Yeah, well, it's fun to be around the hotel. Everybody's real happy. You know, the bar's hopping, and everybody's excited. It really is good fishing.
Amazing,
good stuff.
Amazing what good fishing does for people's attitudes, huh?
I, oh, I, I couldn't think of a better place to pull on a billfish or throw out a rooster fish and then enjoy a margarita overlooking the reef.
86 degrees in margarita sounds
right?
Good.
Yeah, we'll take it, John.
It's cooler than here.
Sign us up.
It makes my life a lot easier when the fishing's good, I'll tell you that, guys.
I'll bet. Well, one more time, shoot us the phone number if somebody wants to come down and join you, John.
Thank you, Rick. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLandNero.com. We upload fishing every day.
Awesome. Thanks, amigo. Appreciate it. Great report, as always. We'll talk to you next week.
You sure will. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, John. All right. Well, we had a great text come through. This one was for Mike as well. And, again, if you want to send us a text, only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Since I'm on a multi-day on the Tribute in November, Mike, should we make a reservation with a processor? Will there be a processor when the trip returns? Or do we have the option of getting the fish cut on the boat? That's from Alex in Los Angeles.
You know what? And this conversation I had yesterday, we do everything we can to offer flay service on the boat. If it's all big ones, it's really California Fish and Game, Fish and Wildlife. Now, how they want us to bag the fish has become such a chore. Everything's got to be in the same bag. So if you're
everything, the head,
the collar, the fish's butt,
yeah,
like every piece of the fish, so they can identify it.
It's become unfortunately a bit of a joke, but so we basically have to put everything in a bag. So if you have a 100-pound bluefin or bigger, that all has to go in the exact same bag, which turns into a 100-pound bag of, you know, not just
not
flays.
Cool. Yeah.
And it's really unfortunate. We do everything we can to flay your fish on the boat, especially right now. The fact that the processors are so overwhelmed is not the worst thing ever.
Right.
Good for them. Good for Drew, Justin, you know, everybody that's part of, you know, that has a processing business, fishermen's as well. Like, they're just overwhelmed.
But it's very important to mention that alongside that you need to have a reservation. Like, if you're going out next week, you better be looking today.
It's no longer a matter of convenience. It is truly a matter of necessity. Like, when they get overwhelmed, like you're saying, I mean, they only take the people with reservations. I mean, and it sucks to, you know, I mean, that's how they make their business. You know, they don't want to turn people away, but that's unfortunately what's happening.
But there's, you know, and we're talking about the big bluefin. It's been so consistent for so long that they're just overwhelmed. Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad thing, you know. It's
for sure.
To get into, you know, the processing business and to be turning away business all the time, and it's got to be frustrating.
Yeah.
You know, and all the processors do a great job at trying to accommodate everybody, but it just, there's only so much room, and just like everybody else in the, at least in California right now, trying to keep employees somehow has become an issue.
So when his trip in November returns, if he has a reservation, is processing available? Does that kind of vary trip to trip? I mean, what should Alex expect?
He should get it lined up. And for the most part, like everything we're catching right now, we do flay on the boat.
Sure.
You're going to, you know, ideally you go home, you clean it up just a little bit, you vacuum seal it, mm-hmm. and, you know, trying to wait for processing right now is just, I can't see it changing in the next couple of months.
Yeah, I mean, you hate to say it.
The way
it's
that,
probably going to get tougher.
The way that November was last year was, like I said, November, even into December, was great, great tuna fishing. And I can't see it getting any better. And you do see it on a lot of the social media posts, guys trying to figure out what to do with their fish, you know, basically begging anybody to take care of their fish for them. We will do everything we can to accommodate and fillet fish on the boat, and you might have to be a little bit of cleanup and vacuum seal when you get home. But as long as they're not, you know, anything under 100 pounds will flay.
I think that's perfect. Yeah, well said.
Perfect way to put it. Hey, we're going to be right back, Mike. We're going to talk more fishing, talk good times here, and Let's Talk Hookup with Mike Pritchard on the Tribute when we turn on the Let's Talk Hookup app to Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays
place to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, New Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half of the full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971. It's right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKDNA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up, and man, we're giving away a full day trip on the day, a day and a half trip on the trivia, which is super cool, Mike. Thank you, and that's going to go to one lucky caller or texter. We're going to flip a coin at the end of the show, and 213-432-1090 is the telephone number, or you can text us via the app.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Good time.
Very busy show, lots of great fishing to talk about, and we're going to talk more about it because it's time for the Kids Sport today, Corey.
Yes, and it's sponsored by, which happens to be the lowest price gas in San Diego. I was just there a couple days ago, man. Summit Gasoline.
That place is rad.
Oh, definitely. And it's so cool. Dude, they have the old jams playing, know, like doo-wop 50 stuff. It's kind of cool.
The one over by Home Depot?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Sports Arena.
I can almost fill my truck up for $200 there.
Which is a deal, right? It's kind of scary. Yeah. And there's plenty of room to pull in your boat trailer and the whole thing. So, yeah, and actually, if you purchase 35, check this out, Mike. If you purchase 35 gallons of gasoline, you get 100 pounds of free ice, too.
So, what about diesel?
No, I don't think it's on the, is it on the diesel end? I don't know. It might be.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Those guys are rad.
Step in and check with Martha. They're super friendly. Their staff's cool. And, you know, I was digging, too, was their hand wash stations. They've got gloves for you if you're, you know, worried about getting petroleum on your hands while you're fueling. You know, they
and
gloves.
Another, like, a slider on those things, too, is they have a license terminal to buy California fishing licenses and are open 24 hours a day. So even if
you're going out at 3 in the morning launching a boat, you can get your license right then and there. Not Mexican, but California license.
I didn't know that.
And
that's pretty darn handy.
You can buy...
Check this one out, Mike.
Yeah, you can buy Everingham Brothers bait scoop certificates for lesser money than they cost on the barge. So you can swing through, you can fill up the skiff, you get 100 pounds worth of free ice, you can get a license 24 hours a day,
discounted
and
bait certificate.
You could buy bait lesser expensive through there than you can... Yeah, it's a cool run gig, man. I dig it. Those guys are rad.
You're one stop for the morning.
Yeah, totally.
And you got beer, you got food in there.
You got it, man.
All of that right there at the Sports Arena at Summit Gasoline. Check them out.
All right. Well, we're going to start our catch report off at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing and some big news out of Dana Wharf. We're looking forward to talking to Captain Brian Woolley. What's up, Woolley?
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening? How are you all this morning?
We're doing great. Good morning.
Good, man. Yeah, fun week for us, for sure. We got all kinds of cool stuff to talk about this week, man. We can start with the elephant in the room, huh? How about that new boat?
Man. New addition to the fleet of Dana Moore Sport Fishing?
Totally. So 50-foot Delta came down. Mike Hansen and his son Shane brought the boat down from Westport 2 weeks ago, I think it was. It's been at our docks, on through Coast Guard, done all the stuff to get in service with us, and they ran it yesterday on its first trip. It was actually a charter. It's called the New San Mateo. We currently have a boat in service with us called the San Mateo, an old Drake. We are just upgrade. You know, that's how it is, just trying to upgrade. So we got this awesome boat in service yesterday. Mike Hansen actually ran it himself yesterday on that charter. They got out to where they needed to fast.
Yeah, the boat looks like it hauls ass.
Nothing jammed. It goes super quick. Yep, and 40 Dorado and 5 Yellowtail for its first trip in service.
That's awesome.
Awesome. So, thing's sick. I mean, we encourage you guys to come check this thing out. It's super awesome. Catalina, inside Clemente. You could probably stretch it, and even, you know, if you had a charter that really wanted to get on it, do an all-day stuff to Clemente, too, if you really wanted to push it. So,
how cool is that?
I'm super stoked to have that boat in service with us. It's going to be fun to see, you know, lots of doors open when you have a boat that can cruise at 16 knots.
No doubt, man. That's awesome.
We'll see how that goes. But locally, you know, again, a fun week. Some hiccups, a little bit of wind, some funky weather and whatnot, but the local bass action on that half-day scene still kind of slow despite some better conditions. You know, the water temperature for us, kind of like 66 to 71 on the beach there, kind of depending on the sunshine, the fog or the cloud cover, the wind, whatever. All those things kind of played a factor, but the bass still wanted to cooperate a little bit for us on those fly line live baits, as you guys well know. We got beautiful bait. It's hard to get a 14-inch bass to eat a 5-6-inch sardine. So it takes a little bit of finesse, a little bit of skill. So it was a little trickier for some of our rental people to catch fish on that live bait, but certainly some of our regulars fish. And then the guys know how to kind of adapt, fish the rubber lures, some of those smaller fluke baits, got plenty of bites for us this week too. And we've seen some halibut. Yesterday we had a bruiser. The Real Fun had one on their afternoon and a half day trip yesterday, 33-pounder on just one of the regular rocks that we fish off San Clemente. So that was that would have been a derby winner for sure, but that was a nice fish.
That's a serious flatty.
Yesterday. Yeah, it was a good one. Saw the picture. The thing's massive. 3/4 day, Derek, we're mixing in a little bit of that Dorado and kelp patty fishing in the mornings, kind of getting out 8, 10, 12 miles trying to find a kelp. Some guys have had some success in their mornings, getting a few mahi on the boat and then sliding in and finish the day fishing some of that bass once the conditions have kind of stabilize there and straighten themselves out. But I'd say our best opportunities right now, if you're looking to catch a Dorado or some of that yellowtail on those kelps, is to hop on one of our all-day, you know, all-day 5-to-5 trips or, you know, kind of go that route. Great Dorado fishing for those guys. Just classic kelp patty fishing, like, you know, seems to be the staple here up and down the coast. Everyone's trying to get in on that stuff. So fine sardines, some nice yellows as well to go along with that mahi. And seen some spots of bluefin as well in our zone. Some of that stuff's a little big for our rental tackle. We certainly, you know, on some of our smaller charter boats or six-pack fleet, it's had some success on that with the high-speed troll or getting the flyer out and that kind of stuff. So just a good week. We're stoked to have things going in lots of fun directions for us. We're looking forward to see what we have to work with this next week. We do have some offshore trips on the books. Best bet is to call the landing here. Get all those details, and they can get you on one of those trips if you want to get out there and get some of this local Dorado. So our phone number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web as well at danaworth.com.
Awesome. Willie, a great report as always. Great fishing to be had up there. Stoked to hear about all that. And, again, congrats to the Hansen family and the whole team at Dana Wharf on the new San Mateo. Great stuff going on at Dana. Appreciate a great report, Willie. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, boys. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you then. See ya.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate that. All right, now let's head on all the way down to Cedro Sport Fishing. We got our good buddy Jeff Flowers on the line. Jeff, some really, really good fishing at Cedro's, huh?
Good morning, Jeff.
Oh, boy. Morning, Mike, Corey, Rick.
Hey, morning, Jeff.
Man, I'll tell you, it's how can you tell anybody that it can't get any better? Fishing everywhere in Southern California. So we are open two lodges, and weather's been great. Big fish being caught down on the south end of the island. Some guys have gone around on the west side and fished out of St. Augustine, catching those big calicos. Some of the guys are, you know, catching release on the 6 to 10 pound calicos and just having a blast. And then all the way up the lee side, we're catching halibut, white sea bass, occasional grouper. But it's just phenomenal fishing, phenomenal weather, phenomenal lodges. And, you know, we talk about this a lot. Rosie makes it so easy to get down there, doing all the paperwork, getting across the border. The CBX, if you haven't been across there in the last 6 months, is absolutely beautiful to go through. I was down there 10 years ago and going through that airport, and it was a little bit of a show. But we got people through with our concierge service now. It is probably one of the nicest airports I've been through on either side of the border.
And it's crazy how big the CBX crossing is getting, too. I mean, lots more
agents.
Absolutely in a good way. Like, it's just, it was never crowded before, and then so many people were taking advantage of CBX that it was starting to get there, and then a huge expansion to put it back to just, I mean, when we came across a couple weeks ago, I mean, there was more agents than there were people in our group, you know, I mean, our customs yet again.
You literally walked
from the plane, walked to your bags, walked to CBX, walked across. It was just, there was never a stop. It's so smooth.
I think they've doubled the number of agents, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when there's a line of 30 people, you're waiting literally only for one person in front of you, literally.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just, there is no wait. And if you have a Century or Global, there is no wait.
Yeah, it was great. And, Jeff, you know, we talked a little bit about our Let's Talk Hookup trip, but not in full length. The thing that blew me away is how good that halibut fishing is up there. And I will admit, like, halibut is not my thing. Like,
You're just not a halibut guy.
I like yellowtail fishing at Cedro Sport Fishing more than anything in the world. And our trip, the first day of our trip, were things that dreams are made of. You know, it was absolutely slick, grease calm on the whole south end of the island. There were bird schools up absolutely everywhere. You'd get done catching your fish, and you'd look up, and you would pick which of five spots you wanted to drive to, and they were never more than a few hundred yards away from each other. And, you know, turns, dive bombing, and you'd see fish under them and sheer. It was so sick. It was the best yellowtail fishing. You'd cast your jig out, and you'd see one blow up on it, and you'd watch you'd watch a pack of 40 fish peeling off, you know, to try and find something else to eat because one of them got your jig, and it was just spectacular fishing. And then you'd get done with that, and it's like, okay, let's go drift halibut. And I was like, dude, it's like somebody popped my balloon when I was a kid. Like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. We're going to go drift around with baits on the bottom. I didn't know it was that good. Dude, I didn't know. I mean, it was just, it's, the fishing is spectacular. And I will admit, I'm still not a big drag a bait on the bottom guy. So I was probably whining. And, rather than drag a bait with the boys, I was just junk fishing. I was standing on the bow of our Ponga with a bass rod and a Tranx 300 and 65 pound Spectra and dropping an 80 gram Colt sniper. And just lure hit the bottom, lift the rod up 3 feet and let the lure fall down. Anytime something shiny that's 3 inches long gets close to the bottom of the sea, something eats it. And this wasn't like spectacular fishing, junk fishing, small bass, spotty, sand bass, perch, whatever. Just busy junking, having a good time, and then, ooh, I got a 22-pound halibut on a little Colt sniper. And then junkin', I got a 19-pounder on the Colt sniper. I had four halibut one afternoon, a 22, a 19, a 15-pounder, another one that was legal that we just chose not to keep because how much fish are you going to bring home? You know, one of those kind of things. So we had four legals on Colt snipers, 100 bass. We had yellows in the lee that were eating our drift bait. We had a black sea bass that we shook off. I mean, it was crazy how good the fishing was up in the lee. That place is just, it's spectacular, man. It is spectacular fishing.
Surface iron works really good when you're actually casting up on the beach and winding it down. I've had a couple of nice halibut on the surface iron in that lee.
Oh, cool.
It is a neat place. I miss it.
You need to go. I mean, a guy like you that has fishing all over the place, like, this is what, you know, this is the stuff that you love doing. Casting a lure, having big packs of yellows eat it, you know, you're high-fiving with your butt. It's just,
40-pound yellowtail on the surf. I mean,
I love it.
Yep.
Yeah, especially. Very special spot, Jeff. Well, we love it, and we can't wait for the next one.
Well, I tell you, I couldn't do any better for a fish reporter. You guys are awesome.
So, I could top it off for you. I was just at C4 Sport Fishing 3 days ago, and Dan Hart, working in a tackle shop there, was raving about his trip. Same story from the week prior to Rick going, and they're looking forward to booking next year's trip. So I know limited inventory and actually spots available for next year, I'm sure, huh?
I would say a guy has to call Rosie, because there was a gentleman that was on our trip who said he called me, said, "Hey, man, can you pull some kind of personal strings? I've got a buddy that I want to get next year, and I think the entire thing is already sold out. So what can I do to get a spot in there?" I mean, it's that popular for a reason, Jeff.
Yeah, Rosie does a fantastic job. The crew she's got put together down there, you could sit there and try to figure out how to pick it apart and make it better. Good luck. She's got that thing dialed in with everybody getting across the border, everything happening down at the lodge. You know, her partners are working hard, too, to make sure everything looks good, feels good, smells good. Little things like, your laundry is done for you if you'd like to have it done. Throw a couple bucks on the bed and you get fresh clothes the next day.
Dude, I did it every day. I went home from Cedar Sport Fishing and I put my clothes back in the closet. Like, they were all folded and killer and clean. You don't need to bring a bunch of stuff. The food's rad.
Yep.
Just, everything about it. And I think the staff outnumbers the amount of anglers that you have there. I think there's more staff working at a time than there are people fishing.
Yep. We've got 12 beds for 12 customers, and there's 13, sometimes 14 people that are down there working for our customers, making it easy.
I need that at home.
Yeah, right?
I'm telling you guys, this was such a special trip. We had great weather. The fishing was spectacular. The food is just true killer. A little bit of everything. True, the Mexican food night, best thing ever. Enchiladas and tostadas and a bone de gallo soup and pozoles. And, like, the night that they do the Mexican food, just look out. Out of control.
And, the
grilling big ribeyes on the way home, on the last night.
Like,
oh, man, it was so good, you guys.
The cool part of the whole thing, too, is it's important to mention, Jeff, that you're leaving San Diego and walking across a bridge totally safe. Dropping into the airport terminal, safe as can be, and you're flying to one of the safest islands, like, in the Pacific. Literally, like, the safety isn't an issue at all. It's like a totally cool deal.
Yeah, you're on an island that has the salt factory and it has a fishing co-op, and that's it, And just the whole thing is cool. The people are really proud of the island. They're very friendly. I mean, you're not like, you're not the tourist invading. You're a fisherman on the same level. It's just awesome. I love it. Can't say enough good things about it. And, man, you said everything right, Jeff. Rosie made it so easy for us. And we can't wait to do it again next year. I know we have two trips again on the book for next year. I really encourage you, if you haven't done it or thinking about it, to book it up, because they just book so fast. And, man, we can't wait to do it again.
Yeah, I'll tell you, she's not 100% booked for next year, so there are spots, and she's, working schedules. She's got a backup list for people who may want to go a certain time of year due to their own schedules, and she'll put you on a wait list if that time's already taken. But there's plenty of spots available. There are a few spots actually still this year for this season. We got a handful of spots open through October, and which is actually the best time to fish in my book. I mean, you get the pelagics, you get everything. I mean, we keep adding species of fish to catch down there, and when's it going to stop? I don't know.
I agree with you, Jeff. Jeff, October is a beautiful time of the year. You get flat periods in the ocean, and the water's still warm, and the weather's cooling down at night. You don't need the air conditioner at night. It's just a beautiful time to be there for sure.
Yeah. So, for those people who are sitting wondering, or the wives that are listening with their husbands to the show, if you wonder if it's safe, you guys just explained it. It can't get any safer, can't get any better. Rogan has concierge that walk you through the place. You can't get lost. It's almost impossible. And, the flight is only a 2-hour flight. And when you get off the plane and you're in Cedros and you look around and you go, This is cool. And you haven't even left the airport.
You fly onto the island?
Yeah.
I might have to do this.
It's really cool, dude. Yeah. It's really cool.
Give Rosie a call. I'm going to be going down there in October. Me and a buddy of mine are going, and I think there's a couple spots still left open on the trip. You know, you can break away, take a couple days off. Let's go do it.
The plane flight was very fun this year. Like, I've always wanted to see a spot of tuna from the plane, and in all the years I never have, I've seen plenty of dolphin and plenty of whales and even kelp, but I'd never seen them. This year, we saw 2,000%, like, that is a foam or a bluefin. Like, got to see it flying across.
Really?
Super, super cool. And then, Mike, you would dig, like, the flight, like, when you approach the island, very smooth. Those guys make the thing all the time. But you're so low, like, from the window of their plane, you can look down and see a Garibaldi before you touch the runway. It's just a really cool approach. Like, I love it.
I have a word for it. Just straight up badass.
Yeah, it's badass. Yeah,
no, dude. I spent a lot of time down there. I'm going to have to do that. Yeah, I love that island.
Jeff, a great report, as always. If somebody wants to book a spot and go with you this year, highly recommended. How do we call Rosie?
Well, you give her a call on her cell phone, and she is the only one who answers, so you don't have to worry about it getting somebody that doesn't understand the language or there's a barrier. So Rosie answers every time. If not, she'll call you right back. And the best way to do that is at 619-772-7570. Or you can look on the website and see what's open as far as the schedule. But best thing to do is call her because she's working magically right now.
No doubt about it.
And making things happen. So next week, Fish Report, I'm leaving tomorrow morning. I'm going down there with a group of friends. And we're going to put a 6-day together and just go have a blast fish with my son. And maybe I can do a little better on the report next week. I don't know.
Jeff, have a great trip, buddy. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
All right. Now it's time to hit the surf. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Wow, that's a tough act to follow. those are great trips. Hey, the theme for us, we've been talking about it all summer, is the bait, And I know I might be getting outside my box here, but one observation I made is how that bluefin has been walking up the 100-fathom curve. They've been catching fish off of Redondo there in the bay and then up through Malibu. And then the guys in Santa Barbara told me they had fish a mile and a half off the beach there at Gaviota. So this tells us just the volume of that anchovy and the role it's kind of playing this summer. And we had a bunch of bonita this week, and, bonita eat anchovies. Let me start up north. Hook, line, sinker reported lots of bait in the shallows, and with it, good fishing. The halibut bite was red hot up there with anglers landing fish to 32 inches. A little cooler water temperature. The halibut a lot more active up there. Lots of shorts, but plenty of legals in the mix. Drop shot, zoom flukes. That blue back was red hot this week. The spoon bite was also good, always good when there's bait around. And the bait is also still holding those white sea bass outside the surf line at Goleta. Same thing there, more shorts than legals, but still some legal fish to 35 inches. Just Fishing reported very good Corbina fishing all along South Bay beaches. Hermosa, Torrance, near the Manhattan Pier were three good spots. Lots of 2 to 3 pound class fish, topped by some 4 pounders this week. Strong show of bonita, and that was the word there. Lots of bait in the bay, and the bonita is starting to show in King Harbor. Big Fish reported good Corbina action along Boca Chica, Huntington Beaches. Lots of quality fish. A 14-pound halibut taken off Ballast Point there on a live smelt. Some nice spot fin catches off the Seal Beach Pier. Ketchum Tackle reported some Corvina catches at river jetties all along the peninsula. They had some streaky water come in there after that swell, but things are getting back to normal. Hogan supported good Corvina fishing along Strand, Salt Creek, and Capel Bay. The Bonita also made a show in the bay. Here's a good story and kind of sums it up. My buddy Kid was fishing. He lives in a pier bowl there, San Clemente Pier. And he went down and caught 3 Corbina yesterday morning, and then a hauler come from the pier, Bonita. So he runs up onto the pier, sticks 7 Bonita and 4 short white sea bass from 25 to 27 inches.
Come on.
And called it good.
That's cool.
So,
it's totally cool to hear about the bonito coming in shallow. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it is, the bonito and anchovy go together. So very good signs, and I know we're at the top of the hour, but get out there and do some shore fishing.
Well said. Like Corey always says that he's always lathered up after your reports, man. A great one as always, Gundy. We sure appreciate you keeping us so up to date, and we'll talk to you next time.
I love doing it to him.
Thanks, buddy.
Nothing but good time.
Have a good week, guys.
Yeah,
great show.
You, Gundy. Thank you. Brought to you by It's Time to Hit the Surf, and it's all about surffishtackle.com. Surffishtackle.com for all your needs for surf fishing. Also, CCA California and Bill Varney teamed up again this summer. And you can check out their surf fishing clinics there, too. And just a fun time at first.
Surf fish tackle.
Try to say that fast 10 times, right? Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. We're going to have more from Mike Pritchard and the Tribune when we return on Let's Talk Hookup after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopritch. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality snook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and adventurous crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly on almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number 1-877-815-2892 or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Everyone is always looking for the new hot lure. You know, the ones that are really putting fish on the boat. Right now, the bluefin tuna bite is on. And the Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim are getting the job done. The Pop Orca features Shimano's unique bubble chamber, an open mouth design based on how a jet engine turns low pressure into high pressure. The bubble chamber forces water through the chamber and shoots it out of the top of the lure to create more motion than conventional popper style lures. This unique design makes Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim much easier to work with than conventional poppers. With through wire construction and high tensile strength hooks, Shimano's Pop Orcas can stand up to large bluefin tuna. Plus, Shimano's Jet Boost technology helps anglers increase casting distance so you can reach the foamer easier. The Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim. Get them now at your local Shimano dealer.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want you to trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare by providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.